What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Larry Mullins Podcast. Today I'm doing something a little different. Well, not really different. I'm just going to talk about something completely different, and which is Game of Thrones. You might be like, oh man, Game of Thrones, why is a guy talking about Game of Thrones? Game of Thrones has been off the air for about 2 years. Let me look just to verify to see the actual date for which the final episode aired. Game of Thrones. I thought I would have been more prepared, but I guess again. So why I wanted to talk about Game of Thrones today is because I just recently finished a rewatch of the entire series. Okay, yeah, so the Game of Thrones series finale aired May 19th, 2019. And brief history with me and Game of Thrones is I started watching Game of Thrones back when it originally aired on HBO, season one. And instantly, my favorite character became Ned Stark, played by the amazing Sean Bean. Now, if you have seen Game of Thrones, then you know his character gets beheaded in the second to last episode of the first season. So, yeah, when Ned got killed in Game of Thrones, I was like, well, I'm not watching this anymore. Because I was just like, they killed off my favorite character. Why'd they do this? And I know it's based on books, and I haven't read the books. That might be considered sacrilege to like the hardcore Game of Thrones fans. But anyways, I'm just recapping my brief history with the show first. And so, yeah, they killed off Ned, and I was like, well, I'm not going to watch anymore. They killed off Ned. So, yeah, long story short, blah, 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 I stopped watching it, and I had found out some spoilers, just because they were all over the internet while the show was airing and I wasn't watching it. But to me, spoilers, plot details and stuff, that doesn't ruin a show or a movie for me. Personally, I know some people that are like, you know, yeah, don't tell me anything, don't say anything, I don't want to read anything, but that stuff doesn't ruin the show for me, personally. It never has. I see how it can, but When they announced the premiere date of the final season, I was like, you know what? The show's coming to an end. I'd love to see how they wrap it up, so let me go back and binge the entire show. So I went back, starting at season one. Had to watch poor Ned's death all over again. I rewatched the entire first season, and then I watched season two. Then I watched season three, season 4, season 5, season 6, and season 7, and I binge-watched the entire show so that when the final season was airing, I was all caught up and I could watch the final season episodes as they aired. And that's what I did, and personally, I loved it. I loved it. It's one of the better final seasons of any show I've ever seen, but after it aired, it got a lot of flack, and I'm not sure why. I mean, I read several articles. They were saying that, you know, it was rushed, and Daenerys' descent into madness was handled way too quickly, and it was dumb how Jon Snow put a knife in her heart and killed her in the final episode. Well, she had to go. You know, that's what happens when you take a dragon. I don't care who you are. You take a dragon, yeah, your enemies live in King's Landing. That doesn't mean you have to slaughter literally everyone that lives there, including innocent women and children. And that's what Daenerys did with her dragon. And so Jon Snow is right in killing her. But I think a lot of the fans were like, you know, maybe they could have been fans of the books, but I'm not sure what happens in the books, like I said, because I haven't read them. But I think people were just, like, for one, they were appalled that Daenerys basically turned just crazy evil in like an under an episode, and they said that wasn't really believable. When in honesty, I think it was handled very well. You know, I mean, you could already, after the long night, the great war where they fought off all the White Walkers and the army of the dead, and you can see everybody's worshiping Jon Snow. She's just kind of looking off at him like, basically jealous, like, that's what I really want. You find out that he's the true heir to the Iron Throne because he's actually a Targaryen. She doesn't want him to take the throne. She wants the throne to herself because she doesn't want him to reveal to Sansa and Arya and Bran that he actually is the heir to the throne. And so that makes her upset, and everybody tries to plead with her not to basically annihilate and level King's Landing, sacrificing tons of innocent men, women, and children. And she does it anyways. And Tyrion basically, Jon basically says, you know what has to be done. Like, she has to go, because this is never going to change. She's going to keep doing this with every town or city or whatever. But so I think fans were a little bit upset because that happened so quick. But I don't know. Personally, I loved it. I thought it was handled very well. And the reason why I'm talking about this now is because it's fresh on my brain, because I just rewatched the entire series again over the past like 2 or 3 weeks. So it's really fresh. And I actually read an article saying that the final season of Game of Thrones actually holds up better now than you expect it. But I know a lot of people complained about it. There were a lot of complaints about the Long Night episode, which is now there's only 6 episodes in the final season, but they're extended episodes, I guess. Like the last 4 episodes of season 6 are all over an hour. They're all between an hour and an hour and a half long. The first 2 episodes are just under an hour, but I think the major complaint with the Long Night, which the entire episode's a battle, is that it's at night, and there were complaints that it was too dark. I could see just fine what was going on. And I imagine when you enter a battle at night, it's dark. I mean, you know, it just sounds like these people were complaining just to complain, but I thought the final season was handled well. I'm no showrunner, I'm no writer, you know, but I know that when I was watching it, I was moved. There were emotional parts of the final season. And I don't want to get into too spoilery stuff. Like, too spoilery. Yeah, I already mentioned that Jon Snow stabs Daenerys and kills her, let alone halfway through the final episode. So you can say bye-bye to Dany, like, about 30, 32, 33 minutes into the final episode, and it's an hour and 20. But I think it was handled well. You know, going back and watching other shows, you know, like, I feel only so much could be done in the final season. And I remember when I originally watched the final season, I predicted that he was going to kill Daenerys. I predicted Jon Snow was going to kill her. I'm just like, just watch. Yep, he's gonna end up killing her. And that's why I was like blown away when he did it. I was like, oh, you know, I can rarely ever predict what's going to happen on a show. But the ending, it's Game of Thrones is just an epic fantasy. I love epic fantasies. And I just feel that, again, I feel that the final season, in my opinion, couldn't have been done better. Everybody, celebrities, fans were just trashing it, and I don't know why. Especially after just rewatching it, I thought it was one of the best seasons of the show, if you ask me. And people might be like, what? But I mean, I could probably sit here and debate this, regardless of, I just think it was handled very well. I don't think anything was rushed. Yeah, granted, I think the crew, like, they started running out of money, because, I mean, the show is so expensive, and they said, you know, instead of going with the traditional 10 episodes, they just wanted to be 6 extended episodes. Even only 4 of the 6 are extended, but still, I don't think the final season of Game of Thrones could have been done better. I don't think it could have been wrapped up any better. And it blows my mind that, you know, I'm not like a hardcore like Game of Thrones nerd. I am a nerd, but everything is subjective. Everything is subjective. Everything is subjective. And some people are saying that the ending of Game of Thrones is starting to grow on them. I've always loved it. You know, back to, you know, bad endings. I thought the Sopranos ending was horrible. I thought it was absolutely horrible. And that grew on me. And the more I watched the show, I'm like, okay, yeah, I like the ending. But initially, I was like, this sucks. How can they end a show like The Sopranos in this way? How can they just cut the screen to black? That is really stupid. You know, I feel like my time was just wasted. But that ending grew on me, and I can appreciate that ending now. But Game of Thrones originally ended in 2019. I loved the ending then, and I love the ending even more now. It was a fitting ending to an absolutely amazing show, in my opinion. I debated maybe rewatching the entire show again and providing like a commentary, like podcast for each actual episode, like reacting to it and talking about it as I'm watching it. But obviously that will take a lot of time. I don't know, just another one of the ideas I have for this podcast. If you're interested or if you think I should do that, let me know. My Instagram is at Mr. Larry Mullins. Shoot me a message or something. But yeah, I just wanted to ramble on about Game of Thrones, and since the ending of the show was fresh on my mind because I just finished a rewatch literally a few days ago, I wanted to talk about it and address why I feel that it's just an amazing season and why I love the final season, because there's a lot of people that strongly dislike it. And bottom line, I mean, I thought it was wrapped up as good as it could be wrapped up. And I'd watch videos where like they'd be ranking the seasons, and I mean, I firmly believe the final season of Game of Thrones is one of the best seasons of the entire series. Every season is absolutely amazing. It's a phenomenal show, but I love when there's like an epic tale, when it's getting wrapped up. It's the same with when the Lord of the Rings came out, when the Return of the King came out. I'm like, oh, this is the end of the story. It's the end of this big epic story, and I love to see how this stuff comes to a close. And the same was true with Game of Thrones. I absolutely loved the final season. I loved it. And thank you so very much for listening. Do me a favor, follow me on Instagram at Mr. Larry Mullins. If you happen to be listening to this podcast on Apple, do me a favor, leave a rating, write a review, and hit that subscribe button. I appreciate you so very much, and I'll catch you on the next one.